I mean, I could just have company 24/7. I'm speaking metaphorically because that is so not me. That's somebody out there, because I really don't like to have company up in my house all the time. Entertaining. I just like people. I like to be around people. I like people in my house. I like people in my space. You laugh. There are people. I can see you out there. There's some of you that's like, your place of ministry is your kitchen table. I like to take things that most people throw away and make things that are pretty and useful and, I mean, beyond recycling. I make these little things that I kind of feel like they're prophetic. I love to learn. I love to know how things work. I like to know what makes people tick. I like to watch people at airports and malls. I like reality shows. I like to know. Think about stuff like that. What kinds of shows do you, oh, you're all Christians. You don't watch TV, do you? I don't have a television in my house. Come on. We're going to be real here, girls. What kind of shows do you like? I don't know, Cooking Channel. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Cooking Channel. Judge Judy. People's Court. Judge Joe Brown. I don't know, I can't stop watching those things, really. Do I hear justice? I love to learn about the history of our of our nation. Anything having to do with history, I just love history. I like to organize things. I like to organize things at other people's houses. I like to go to my friends' houses and rearrange their furniture and clean out their junk drawer and take their closet that is just one tangled snake pit of long-sleeve shirts and organize it according to color and just make that. I love to organize. I like to do stuff like that. You have to focus on practical things like this. If you've never done this, I mean, make a list of what do you love. See, that's a journey that will ultimately take you to what you love about yourself, what other people love about you, and what the Lord loves about you. That's what you're going to find out. And you're going to see a theme there that you've never seen before. What is your life scripture? You may have more than one. You might have more than one. What scripture or scriptures, just every time you read it, it's like your name is inserted right there. You may not understand it with your brain, but there's something in your spirit.